Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Tamara and I'm an alcoholic. The question I've been asked to share on is, how do we become willing to make amends? The answer to that for me is through the process of working the first seven steps through the guidance of a sponsor and through conscious contact with my higher power. It was incredibly important for me coming into AA to start the process of the steps pretty much immediately. I actually didn't think about that. I met a woman at my very first meeting who introduced herself and gave me her number at the end of the meeting and asked me to call her the next day, which I did. She explained to me about sponsorship and regular meetings, service, etc. And I just asked her straight away, will you sponsor me? I didn't actually know what that means, but perhaps not intellectually, but a knowing that I had was that I had to do something about the way that I was feeling, the way I was thinking, my unmanageability, you know, without picking up a drink a day at the time. And so I asked her to sponsor me and was around her house that very first week preceding my first meeting, and we commenced to work through the steps. After I made a decision in step three to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understood God, or didn't understand God, as it may be, my very next thought after that experience was, faith without works is dead, and I knew there was work to be done. It was so important for me to complete that process of step four and really have a good hard look at myself and my self-centered perception of the world and events and people around me, and you know, really identify those defects of character, and then I guess in step six and seven being willing to ask God to help me to change, to live differently, and humbly ask God to remove my shortcomings. I knew that I needed to make amends, or you know, recognize and speak to people that I had harmed in my drinking. I knew that that was part of the process, and I'd been led through the guidance of the steps in my sponsor to that moment in time. You know, I knew that nothing would change ultimately, and I wouldn't be able to move on with the rest of the program and start living in those beautiful three steps, 10, 11, and 12, without this part of the process. And I wanted to be able to have an opportunity to speak to those that I had harmed and, you know, really admit where I was wrong, and ask for forgiveness and be able to have that really clear conversation and explain the process of the 12 steps and why I was doing what I was doing and my commitment to living a different life. And deeply apologise for my actions in my active alcoholism. Some of the amends for me and on the top of the list were family members, and it wasn't too difficult for me to set out on a course of action there with the guidance of my sponsor of how to make amends. And I had, you know, alongside my list, I would talk to my sponsor about each amends, and we'd discuss the right way to go about that, and then I would pray on the timing and the wording, and you know, and I'd pray for the willingness, you know, to go forth. I'd pray for the courage. I'd ask my higher power for help the whole way along, particularly amends that I found perhaps a little bit more challenging. And the process was illuminating for me, absolutely illuminating to go forward and make those amends. It improved my conscious contact with my higher power and set me on a path to start living a free life and start living in steps 10, 11 and 12. Thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.